I am a sea of love. 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 You are a sea of love. You are a sea of love. We are a sea of love. We are a sea of love. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and I have some announcements to share with you about what's going on in the Womb Centered Healing Temple this summer 2021. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you'd like to receive announcements in an email form for each new podcast that comes out, as well as blog articles that are often related to the podcast topics, as well as upcoming courses and events, you can subscribe to the Womb Centered Healing Temple newsletter by visiting wombcenteredhealing.com. And I also encourage you, if you love this podcast, to please support it financially. You can subscribe financially through Anchor by making a monthly contribution of, you know, a small contribution. They start at 99 cents, you know, to really support this podcast and support the work that I'm doing to make all of this wonderful information available to you and inspire you to think about the womb as the center of your universe once again. Return to that womb of wisdom that resides within you. So if that feels like something you want to support financially, that's how you can do it. Also, if you're interested in diving deeper into some of the topics and to really take a period of devotion in your life, devote some time and some energy in your life to deepening this practice of womb-centered living, I encourage you to take a look at the courses and workshops, and particularly the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship program that you can learn more about by visiting wombcenteredhealing.com. And there's a button up at the top of the page that says Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship. You can go there and listen to some introductory videos and look at the details of the program. And you don't have to do the whole 13-month program if you wanted to try out one of the 8 phases in the program. Each phase is about a month long. And I'm often sharing on the podcast and, you know, on these through the newsletter about the upcoming phases. So if you subscribe, then you'll start to get a sense of what the different phases are that are happening live throughout the year, but they're also available in recorded form, so you can do any of them at any time throughout the year to just dive deeper and really devote some time to discovering and learning about and reinitiating yourself into the power of the womb. So don't hesitate to visit the website, wombcenteredhealing.com, and connect in that way. All right, that's all for now. Enjoy the episode today. Thanks. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm here today with Oshun, and we are here to talk about PMS. And
alleviating the suffering of PMS holistically. And we're, Oshun and I are coming together collaboratively to create a bundled course that combines some of my work and her work in helping folks with this issue. And we're having a series of masterclasses coming up. We're having a masterclass that there's multiple dates that you can join to learn more about it. But we wanted to come on the podcast and just share about some of the reasons we get PMS and some of the different approaches, the holistic ways to find holistic support with PMS. So Oshun, I'd love for you to introduce yourself and share a little bit about, your work with this and this topic moving forward.
Yes, thank you, Sama, so much for inviting me. My name is Oshun, and I'm a certified holistic health practitioner, certified womb wellness wisdom practitioner, a certified detox therapist, a menstrual cycle coach, an herbalist, a womb priestess, and the list can go on and on. So I absolutely am passionate about this work that I do with women because it is near and dear to my heart. I've been doing this work for some time, first with myself, and now I share with other women. I'm the founder of Divine Feminine Wellness. I founded the company to help women and supporting them and naturally creating a healthy menstrual cycle, creating hormonal balance so that they can feel in love with their body and they can feel in flow and in harmony with life again. And so I'm just so thankful to be here discussing our Freedom from PMS podcast.
Freedom from PMS. Yay. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yes.
And I thought we could start just by sharing our personal journeys with PMS and some of the discoveries we've had along the way. And for me, I've really noticed over the years of having PMS at different times during my cycle. Like for me, sometimes it's post-menstrual irritability, and then other times it's pre-menstrual irritability, and my symptoms tend to be emotional. And how important it's been for me, the various practices that we'll talk about in our masterclass, the holistic practices of understanding, first of all, where in the cycle am I noticing that, right? And one of the first steps that we'll share more about is even just tracking, knowing where you are in your cycle, knowing what part of your cycle you're in and starting to notice patterns like that. And so for me, notice that has been essential to understand that there is a pattern around that. You know, it's kind of easy to notice if it always happens at the same time of the month. But when it shifts, where you have a different hormonal imbalance that you're dealing with, you might not know to notice, wow, I'm getting irritable every month after I finish bleeding, which is a different kind of, I don't know if we even call that PMS, or unless we called it post-menstrual syndrome. So I'm curious about your reflections on that. I know you shared that you would talk about the different kinds of PMS that people might have.
Yeah, so definitely, I'm definitely happy to share about my journey with PMS and what I know as a practitioner in this field, specializing in menstrual health and hormone balance. And then for people who want to join us on the masterclass, we'll definitely be talking about action steps they can take, to get started as far as helping them to bring back balance to body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to my journey, I would say I had six categories of PMS. And when I was in my, late teens all through, into my 20s, I had all six categories of them. And I'm sure a lot of women do. And most women are probably like myself, they don't even know they have it because I just thought it was normal, right? And not even that I just thought of it was normal, I didn't have that body awareness because I was never taught it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure maybe you and your journey coming up and a lot of women who are watching this podcast recording, I know when I was going through that time, I wasn't even necessarily aware. I just thought, okay, I wasn't feeling well, or I had these emotions, but it was no big deal. It was just kind of, you know, whatever, kind of going over my head. And it wasn't until I would say I was about maybe 28, because I do have a master's degree in education. I have been a teacher for over 19 years in the field of education. And I think I was about 28 or 20, somewhere in that 28 to 30 bracket, where I just burnt out. Like, I just burnt out. And I had been on the holistic path, but up until this point, I hadn't really honed in on understanding the menstrual cycle. I hadn't honed in on that. I was, you know, eating well and doing all the things practitioners said, but I still wasn't cyclically living, mm-hmm. right? And so I got to around that age bracket and I just burnt out. I had to actually leave my career. It's because I was just too burnt out. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go anymore at the pace that I was going. My emotions were all over the place. I did not feel good in my body. I had, you know, menstrual cramping. I had heavy cycles. Sometimes it was light, sometimes it was heavy, sometimes it would come. It just wasn't balanced. And I kind of just felt all over the place. And that's really where the big wake-up call came in for me about, you know, hey, why am I eating well? Because I have clients who come to me like that. They come to me and they're vegans and they don't understand that they're following things of eating well and it's still not working, mm-hmm. right? And I was that way. I was a vegan, vegetarian, eating well, but I was burnt out. And it was in that time in my life where I had to put a hold on my teaching career, that I really had to go and really relearn about feminine energy, our bodies, our wombs. And that was like the gateway for me. And one of the things I started to understand is that we as women are cyclical. We're not straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Mother Nature, there's a cycle here. And so when I started to understand the cycle more, I started to understand when my symptoms were happening. And that's when the connection started happening for me. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I started to, you know, started charting and started understanding what were these symptoms trying to tell me. And, you know, over the years, it got better and better. And to fast forward now, as I became a fully fledged into this field of menstrual health and hormonal balance, I totally now understand it was all connected to hormones, Mm-hmm. And once you balance your hormones, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about them now, like about what each type is and which hormones is connected to. But once you bring back balance to the body from within, a lot of these symptoms will just subside. Mm. And that's what a lot of women don't understand. I know I have clients who do go to their, you know, their MD, and they're still not satisfied, you know, and it's not the MD's fault, because unfortunately, and the medical system, they may not be educating them on holistic practices. As we know, they're just looking at a symptom, not realizing there's many reasons why this symptom can be happening. And so just to talk about briefly about the different types of PMS that a woman can have, it can be anxiety and emotional. Is one. You can be very nervous, can't sleep at night. You could be emotional, have an anger outburst, you know, feeling rage, right? You can also have food cravings, right? Food cravings, wanting lots of sugar. I know that was me. I don't know if that was your journey, but wanting lots of sugars right before your cycle. Or I know I just wanted bad food right before my cycle. I just had cravings for what I call bad food. And then the other category is depression, right? So some women can get really, really, really sad. And I know I went through that. I would get really, really, really sad. Like, I would feel like my whole life was falling apart every month before I understood it was connected to the menstrual cycle. I just had no clue. I just thought, why am I so sad? Why am I going through this? It just became a way of life. it's another category called water retention, when there's too much water in the body. So you may get really, really, really bloated. You know, you may get really, really, really puffy. And some swollenness is normal, but when it's too much, is known as water retention. Mm-hmm. The other category we have is pain. Some women experience pain. I had menstrual cramps. And then the last category we have is skin problems. I had skin problems too. I would get like an acne breakout. Some women get acne breakouts. And so there are six different categories of PMS, and they're all linked to different hormones in the body.
Wow. And I'm, as you're listing these different categories, just like you're saying, gosh, I've experienced all of those. I don't think I've experienced them all at the same time, but I've experienced different ones at different times in my life. And what I'm noticing too, as you describe that, is that as I'm coming closer to menopause, I'm needing to pay extra careful attention, because I could, you know, I can feel the potential of having some of those symptoms, not just premenstrually, but kind of all the time. You know, like because the perimenopausal phase, the closer you get to menopause, it's like you're premenstrual all the time. Right. And I'm sure that that has to do with the hormonal changes. And I've been really feeling that lately, that my body's saying, okay, we really need to pay attention to foods we're eating, really need to, you know, lay off on some of the things that I was able to get away with, that I'm not able to get away with anymore, you know, and really pay attention to the herbal intakes and all the ways of caring for myself to have greater balance, because the system tends to get more sensitive, and there's hormonal changes in the perimenopausal phase, especially getting closer to menopause itself, that require greater care. And that's what I'm learning about, and on the physiological level, but also on the emotional level, there's so many things that influence that, like how much stress we're in, whether or not, you know, a big stress I feel for many people is how disharmonious to our feeling of having a soul purpose and fulfilling that soul purpose. There's a lot of disharmony in societal structures that are set up that are not supportive to us as women fulfilling our soul purpose, our sense of like what we're here for, how we're meant to be of service, and what, you know, having our skills and wisdom be honored and respected and acknowledged and received by the people in our lives. And the stress of not having that, or being sort of misaligned with that, I feel is very much of a potent influence, and can, just as much as these physiological hormonal, that stress can affect our hormones just as much as diet or anything else. And so I just wanted to bring that in there as my experience, because I've had the experience of discovering that, or feeling strong hormonal, emotional things going on, and getting inner messages, inner wisdom guidance messages that are saying to shift the direction of my life and or make adjustments, you know, fine tune where things are going, so that I'm more aligned with my soul purpose. And that's the gist of what my aspect of this collaboration is going to be, what my offering in this collaboration is to talk about how can we rediscover how to align ourselves so that we're not experiencing so much of that kind of stress of feeling unfulfilled, feeling burnt out, feeling like we're, you know, pouring ourselves into something that we're not 100% aligned with, into aspects of our lives, and not being able to care for ourselves and nurture ourselves. And that's, you're going to talk, share more about that. How can we nurture ourselves and care for ourselves? And I certainly include that in what I do as well. But yeah, so that's some of my experience. Like I've had to like completely course correct in order and been able to stop those perimenopausal symptoms in their tracks because I listened to the inner message and said, okay, I'm going to course correct. Whereas if you took that inner message, like I did, I took that inner message I was getting at a particular point when I was having severe perimenopausal symptoms, like screaming hot flashes as soon as I woke up in the morning every single day. And I took that to a therapist and they told me I was going to need 3 years of therapy and like this. But then I realized, well, what if that message I'm getting is actually correct? What if I listened to that inner message and followed that and said, okay, no thanks to the 3 years of therapy to make it okay that I'm not following that, right? I'm just going to follow that inner message. And when I did, those perimenopausal symptoms disappeared. And so, you know, there's because that stress of being in friction with or in dissonance with my inner guidance was alleviated. So those are some of my experiences around this too. And I'd love to hear if you have any reflections on any of that as well.
Yeah, sure. I really appreciate you speaking about that and you bringing in the conversation of perimenopause and menopause because the menstrual cycle or what I learned in my studies, what we call menstruality, encompasses all of the stages of a woman's life, right? So whether you're in you just starting your bleed, you have been bleeding for some time, you are going in perimenopause, you're transitioning into from bleeding into menopause where you're going to be stopping bleeding and then you have postmenopause. These are all of the cycles of a woman's life. And so it's very important to understand that when we're talking about the menstrual cycle, we're talking about all of the stages. It's all the stages of a woman's life. And wherever you are at in that journey on that stage, you need to know the tools to help you move through it, especially if you're experiencing things like you said, like hot flashes, or in my case, it was all of the PMS signs. You really need to understand what's going on. And one of the things that, you know, you spoke about is that you said it was my inner guidance and that not listening to it was causing stress. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I find that so important is because we have to understand that we're whole beings, right? We operate as a whole. So our emotions and what's going on in our external environment also affects what's happening internally, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I've come to learn through going through this experience myself and as a practitioner is that these messages our bodies are giving us are really messages to let us know something in the external world is just not working for us. Mm-hmm. And it could be many, many different things. It can be many different things, whether you had a job you hate, whether you have a relationship you hate, whether you have no boundaries and you need better boundaries, whether you are not, you know, you're not exercising, you're not bringing in enough joy. It could be so many reasons. But what it is that as your body is giving you a message. And so the pain or discomfort is really a messenger. And I don't want to say that it's always going to feel good on the journey, right? But if we understand that, if we learn to love our bodies and appreciate them, we understand that when we're feeling off, it's our body saying, hey, wake up, listen. It's really being a friend to you. And so many women are not taught to really love and not on their bodies. They actually are against their bodies. Mm-hmm. We're taught to not love our bodies, to hate our bodies. It's in so many ways that we don't understand. I have clients who have a war within themselves with their body. And I had that when I first was on this journey because I didn't know what was going on. No one taught me, right? It was an internal war. And you think your body's just against you when really your body's working for you. It's trying to show you, hey, let's pay attention. Mm-hmm. And so just back to the different PMS symptoms, one of the foundations is that women need to know is how to understand their hormones. what the hormones do and what does it look like when they're just, you know, when they're off. And I know we talk about that briefly in the masterclass, but definitely in the work that we're going to be doing together in our course, which we talk about more in the masterclass. In the course, I'm going to go into this much more deeply so women really understand. Not right now. Sorry, my son has asked me to come. Mommy can't come right now. I'm sorry. No, we'll be. Mommy's coming soon. So yes, one of the things that I was saying that we are going to be going into more so for people who join the course bundle that we're going to be talking about more in the masterclass is that learning how to understand your hormones as a woman. That's so essential because once you understand the hormones and their function and what it looks like when it's out of balance, you know how to go and fix it, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a simple natural remedy. Sometimes it does involve working with a practitioner. Sometimes it also involves working with a doctor. But either way, as the woman, you always remain in control of you and your own body and your own decisions, and you don't feel disempowered. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing about getting women to feel empowered and being in their power. And so for women who are experiencing anxiety and those emotions, those angers, those rage, that's linked to elevated estrogen levels and lower progesterone levels. As far as if you're someone who's having cravings, it could be because you have low, it's been linked to women who have low magnesium levels or hypoglycemia. One other thing about women, if you experienced in depression or sadness, that can be definitely linked to progesterone levels that are too high because progesterone is the, you know, it's the hormone that makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. So depression, if it's too, or I want to say it's the hormone that kind of mellows us out. It's the chill out hormone. Mm-hmm. So if you have, let's say, elevated progesterone levels, possibly, you're chilling out too much, you might get depressed, right? if a woman has something like water retention, she may be experiencing the adrenal glands. There's a, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this correctly because some of the names, aldosterone, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I'll spell it for you. It's aldosterone, okay? And it's produced in the adrenal gland. And if it's too much, it can cause water retention or if you have high estrogen levels. As far as pain, we have something in our body called prostaglandins. And I wrote about this a couple of weeks on my Facebook page. People who are experiencing cramps, they have excess prostaglandins. And prostaglandins are a hormone-like substance in our body that's responsible for helping the muscles contract and relax. So if you have elevated prostaglandin levels, you're cramping, right? But if you don't know about prostaglandins, you don't know where it's coming from and you don't know how to support yourself. And for the last type, women who are experiencing like acne or things like that, that usually comes from excess androgens, which are the male hormones that are in our bodies. So in terms of understanding what the symptoms are telling you, they're linked to different hormones in the body. And if you have a stressful lifestyle, if you are not eating well, if you're not journaling, if you're not listening to that inner wisdom, you're not going to create the balance, right? You're not going to be feeding yourself well so the hormones can get balanced. I know like me, when I was at that stage, I wasn't going to bed early, you know, things we don't think about like sleep. Sleep is so important for your hormone balance, right? And so it's just great what you said that you learn to listen to just the fact that, hey, I'm having a hot flash. Oh, wait a minute. I've been hearing also this message that I'm not living my soul purpose. I'm not feeling fulfilled in my career. And that was enough for you rather than going to 3 years of therapy. And that's not to knock people who go to therapy, but in some cases, and I've heard this before too, where people who do go to therapy, they don't get the healing that they necessarily want. And it's to no fault of the, you know, the medical practitioner who's doing therapy. It's just that I think that our medical system needs an upgrade. Right. That we need to really start to look at more of as us as women and human beings in general, holistically, And I know there are some more functional medicine doctors coming along now, but a doctor does have to be trained in that and to order to understand how to deal with the person holistically, or even if not a functional medicine doctor, naturopathic doctors I love. Some of my best mentors are naturopathic doctors, and they understand that we are whole. Our emotions, our body is always reacting into response to what's going on outside of us. And as women, it's important for us to pay attention to those signs and symptoms and track them so we know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I just want to say that, you know, my inner guidance was telling me something very specific at that moment. Like, it was telling me to leave the city we were living in and to go back to the country. Like, I need to live in the country. My life doesn't work right if I'm trying to live in a city. I've known that for my whole adult life. And I thought that I could go and live in the city because that's where my new husband wanted to live. And the therapist was trying to help me be able to stay in the city instead, which was directly against my inner guidance, which was telling me to leave the city. So it's not that going to therapy wasn't going to be helpful to me. It was that initial thing of saying, actually, you could disregard your inner guidance and I'll help you to cope with the stress of that. And that therapist was trying to tell me that that inner guidance was invalid and that it was a source of some unresolved something from my past that was telling. I was like, actually, no, I just prefer to not live in the city, and I would prefer to not do that. And that's my choice as an adult, and I get to make that choice. And, you know, and so, you know, and I've seen plenty of therapists since then that are more supportive of me following my inner guidance and validate my inner guidance. And that's what, you know, the lesson I would offer for anyone who is seeking support on this journey too. And that's something that I feel like both Oshun and I would be devoted to offering folks, is to really find practitioners that validate your inner wisdom. And that's,
I would agree. Yeah. I would say that when I'm working with clients, or just in terms of being in this field of menstrual health and hormone health with women, I see countless stories where women's intuition and inner guidance are completely disregarded. In some cases, the stories I've heard is absolutely horrendous. I can't even believe someone who went to school for X amount of years to get a degree think it's okay to treat a human being that way. And that's not in all cases, but it's in far too many cases where women's guidance and wisdom is completely disregarded. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not just here, you know, in this country, but it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. And that's a sad problem. And the thing is, you know, I was reading something the other day, and it was very heartfelt because I totally agree with it. What it said was that rites of passages for women are essential. There used to be, you know, those initiations in the community. You're talking about, you know, before modern times came along, when we were living still more in tune with nature and more with Mother Earth. There were rites of passages and initiations. And these occurred for a reason, because they helped ground you in the body and the earthly experience that you're having. And so our modern life, and here in America, I can speak from our perspective, we don't have those initiations anymore, those rites of passages as women. And it is my personal belief that because we don't have these rites of passages, we don't have these initiations into the menstrual cycle and to grounding us in our body and in our feminine power, that's why we start to make choices that dishonor us, because we are listening to an external authority who is in direct contrast to our inner authority. Mm-hmm. And I know that our goal in supporting women is to help them turn about, do an about face, and put the power back inside of them. Mm-hmm. And help them to go through these different initiations of womanhood, of understanding the body, understanding the cycle, and working in harmony with themselves so that they can find balance.
Mm-hmm. And I've talked with quite a number of practitioners of womb-centered healing, as listeners know, on the Womb-Centered Healing podcast and in other collaborative projects, where the one of the biggest parts of their personal healing process has been around the menstrual cycle and around PMS, has been returning to some kind of ceremonial practice, specifically around the menstrual cycle. So I have one friend and colleague who suffered from PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is an extreme version of PMS, where she was even given pretty severe diagnoses of mental illness. But she had one therapist. Luckily, she had a therapist who asked her to track her cycle, and they started to notice the patterns related to the hormonal changes of the menstrual cycle. And it's so appalling to me that there's so many psychotherapists out, and especially ones that are giving out medications to people that aren't automatically with every female patient looking at the menstrual cycle and how the hormones are coming into play with the mental illness, because our hormones affect our neurotransmitters, you know, all the different hormones in the cycle, in the menstrual cycle, are completely intertwined and intermixed with all the hormones that affect all the other things that are going on in our bodies and in our emotions. And it's this holistic system that these, you know, psychiatric medications are having an effect on, but oftentimes they were studied on deliberately excluding female bodies and only studied the psychiatric medicines on male bodies because it was too complicated. But then it's prescribed to the females. And so it's just appalling to me that more practitioners don't have that awareness to say, well, let's track your cycle. And it's starting to catch on. And I'm so glad that this friend and colleague had that experience, because it totally turned things around for her and completely changed her life, in that she started to track her cycle and started to listen to her inner wisdom and develop monthly ceremonial practices where she got to, during her period when she was bleeding and the time just before that, she gave herself permission to only do what felt right and good to her. And pretty soon she was more miserable the rest of the time, because when she wasn't bleeding, when she was bleeding, she was perfectly happy because she got to only do what felt good and right to her. And pretty soon she said, wait a second, why can't I do this all month long, right? Why can't I only do what feels good and right to me all the time? What an amazing concept. And so, but that was a pathway of initiating herself and having ceremonial practices around menstruation to heal her PMS and menstrual symptoms. That became an initiation into a way of life that improved her health and well-being across the board, not just when she was menstruating. So that, to me, and from my own experience too, I feel like our wombs are trying to guide us towards a healthier, more fulfilling life across the board. And so I wanted to plant that seed, that what if these symptoms that are so troublesome are actually trying to help us towards a better life all the way.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what it's doing. And they are guiding us, because you know, and as we know, again, I always go back to today, you know, the modern life of today, and it's not that everything is bad in the modern life, but it's definitely more hectic, and it definitely has pulled us out of alignment with Mother Earth. And so in terms of, like you said, our bodies are just getting our attention. That's just what it's doing. And I'm glad that your friend was able to find, was able to work with someone who understood her feelings, but we still have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. We still have a long way to go. And that's why we have the healers in the community like yourself and like myself, who are still there teaching women and guiding them how to listen to the menstrual cycle, what they need to do, teach them how to work with ceremony so that they understand this holistic approach to their cycle that is physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. It's the whole thing. And so that it can be done. You can restore, as you said, you had your, all your symptoms went away. My symptoms have went away. Clients that I have mentored, they've gone from being all over the place from the when their cycle is getting ready to come and when their cycle is on, being in pain. And I get messages all the time where they're saying, I didn't even know it was coming this month, right? And it was just something, and it's just those little shifts and practices that they put into place. And I agree with you totally.
Beautiful. So, you know, we want to invite folks listening to the podcast here to join us for one of the upcoming masterclass, free masterclasses that we have, where we're going to talk about all of this and give you in more detail and give you an experiential introduction to how to create ceremony about listening to your own inner wisdom. And so, and go into more detail about the hormones and some of the practices that that you can start to consider. And go ahead, Ocean, what else did you want to say about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell them exactly what we're going to be talking about during during the masterclass. So during the masterclass, we're going to be going over the phases of the cycle, so you know what they are. Now, I go over it briefly during the masterclass and the course. I go into it more in depth with women because there are more sub-phases within the cycle. But for next week, we're going to go over the two main phases of the cycle. We're going to be talking about birth control because that is a big thing that is used to regulate women's menses and symptoms. And many women do not understand. It does not do that. It actually does the opposite. And I'm going to teach you why. So you understand exactly why, if you're someone who's coming off the pill and you're having a hard time and you're not sure why all of a sudden I'm off the pill and I feel crazy, or I don't understand my body anymore, there's a reason for it. And next week we go into that. And also we're going to be teaching about, I'm going to be giving you 7 action steps that you can take right now, just small steps that you can start to begin taking or thinking about to bring balance. And then Sama, I know you're going to be sharing your womb meditation, helping women to understand and learn how to listen to the voice of their womb. We're going to do a beautiful meditation. So we are definitely looking forward to having you all join us who are seeing this podcast. It's definitely going to be very beneficial for you, and you're going to get a lot of knowledge from it.
Thank you. It's so beautiful to hear you encapsulate it so clearly. I really appreciate that, Ocean. So yes, so we will have the link to join us for this masterclass in the description here. If you're watching this on YouTube, look in the description. If you're listening on one of the podcast platforms, look in the description. Or if you just want to go to Eventbrite and look for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple on Eventbrite, you will see a list of upcoming events, which will include this End Menstrual Misery and Ignite Your Feminine Power Masterclass. So please join us. We look forward to talking with you. Any last words of wisdom you want to share, Ocean?
Yeah, I want to give them the date. So this is a masterclass we are running for the month of July. So we have 3 days we're going to offer it. We're going to offer it, is July 11th. Can you remind me of the dates? July 18th and then August.
Actually, we decided to do July 11th, July 27th, which is a Tuesday, and August 1st.
Okay. So those are going to be the three dates. And if anything changes, we'll definitely update everyone on the description if the dates change. But please do come. We are looking forward to having you join us. It's going to be for a treat. I would definitely say carve out about 90 minutes to 2 hours for yourself to join us during that time. If you know, as quiet as or relaxing space as possible, bring a notebook and a pencil if you want to take notes. And I know for Sama, when we do the meditation, if you want to have a nice comfy pillow or somewhere where you can just lean back and have a journal with you, if you are a journaler, if not, that's okay. This will be a first time for you working in and within that capacity. That's fine. And just bring an open heart and willing to be mentored and taught by some wonderful teachers here.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's great preparation to join us. So again, those masterclasses, you can choose one of these times: Sunday, July 11th at 12 p.m. Pacific time, Tuesday, July 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, or Sunday, August 1st at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So we really hope to see you at one of those times. Find the link in the description or just go directly to Eventbrite and look for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple and find us there. All right, that's all for now. Thank you so much for joining me here, Oshun, and for collaborating on this beautiful project. And we'll connect again very soon. That's all for now.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Until next time.